Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on the show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you might hear that could get you in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead. Like we did!
Time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. I could afford one if I did just a little less drinking. Time to put a something between me and the sun. When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.
Wow, pretty good.
Wasn't that something? Are you talking about the Scott or the Scott singing?
No, this the Scott singing.
Oh, okay.
The singing Scott. So
the Scots is good too, just saying.
Yeah.
Would you honestly expect anything less in my house?
Not at all, sir. And thank you for having us in your house.
You're most welcome.
And so, for those of you who can't figure out where we are, we're at Steve Lee's in Australia.
G'day!
No, we're at the 10X compound.
Yes, we are.
Say hello, 9X.
Good day.
Good day.
Say hello, Mrs. 10X.
Hello.
There, we got you on a podcast. So what do we call this? Microcast?
This is the 12B?
12A?
We're going to go original. 12B.
12B?
12B. All
right.
We have a 12.
We have a 12.
I think the A is implied because it is a Canadian podcast.
I just don't want us to sound like, you know, that show, Politics and Firearms, that does like 16 shows a week and they letter them all.
I don't understand the question.
Toby and Sticks, no?
I'm out.
All right. As long as we don't sound like them, right?
Okay.
So is it to be or not to be?
It is be, not. I really don't understand the question.
That's probably nobler than the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Move on.
Jewel?
Shakespeare rocks.
So here we are. We made it to Oshawa.
Barely. Yes.
Not Ottawa.
Oshawa.
The other national capital. Actually, it was funny. We drove through Quebec.
The capital nationale.
Yeah, the national Quebec, or the national capital.
This is funny, yeah. So, and the whole time we went, hey, no registry for you.
We didn't exactly
want
one,
but you can't afford it.
Hey, sorted to Quebec, you cannot register my guns.
We did travel through Quebec with enough arms to start a revolution.
Yep, but we didn't. We behaved ourselves.
This time. We still got to get back through.
We got to go back. But yeah, no, here we are. We're at the 10X compound, joined with, well, everybody's here. You know who's here. Yeah, we were treated with a steak and chicken wings and corn on the cob and salad and
And I'm suffering from
food.
Trevor's suffering from too much food coma.
Food coma.
So if you don't hear much from him,
that's because I'm
you
stuffed.
Can thank 10X.
And, okay, so first thing we did when we got here is we broke out into...
Nerf wars.
Yeah, we had a gun battle. We had a gun battle.
How could we not?
9X has every Nerf gun known to man. He even has prototypes, I think. Electric belt-fed Nerf guns, really? On bipods or tripods?
See, Trevor doesn't get out much. We all knew these all existed, but Trevor not.
Maybe
so
it's because I spent my time on the range with real stuff. I don't...
Could be.
Could be.
It made so much an impact. You spent more time playing with the Nerf guns than you did rolling through my gun cabinet.
That's right. Which,
well, we did kind of lurk through there as well. Fine, fine collection.
Yeah.
I only counted 3 Norinkos.
Yeah.
And this is a bad thing?
Not for me. Trevor's kind of biased.
I you know.
Now, is the rash on your hand starting to go away?
Well, the cream helps.
Well, you did touch that 1911.
And that's the smelly part, yes.
That's the smelly part.
It was a toss-up. Do I hold the 1911 or do I hold the Norinco, right?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
However, let's talk about some of the real guns in my collection.
That's
not
right.
That those guns aren't real guns. They're all great guns, but you had a Kimber.
Well, it's a Kimber top end for the 1911.
Oh, that is Kimber 22 conversion?
Yep.
To go on your Canadian-made para.
That's right.
Very nice. Can we just say some of the things we saw?
Absolutely.
All right. Talk to us a little bit about that cap and ball thing.
Castle Ball pistol was my very first gun.
Shoots fast and lightning, but a load mighty slow.
Alrighty, the Steve Lee references run thick and wild. Here we go.
It's, you started it.
Literally.
Speaking of thick, he does a real good Scottish accent, doesn't he?
I know. Where do you get that?
I've had training.
Carry on.
It's a Ruger Old Army. It's in stainless steel, 7.5-inch barrel. It's Ruger's a copy of an 1844 Remington. Lovely, lovely gun. It's a hoot to shoot. I have no idea why Ruger stopped making the damn things. Everybody should have one of these things because they are just so much fun.
Really?
Yeah, and
I have some ideas.
This thing called the cartridge that came out?
No. And if we want to drag ourselves into the 19th century, we can. Because they make a conversion cylinder for those things that converts it to 45 long colt.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. So you get yourself.
Very cool. You'd have a cap and ball and a 44 long colt.
45 long colt. Or yep.
You could get a Glock 22 and shoot 40 caliber, 357 SIG. 9mm and 22.
And this is where you have the dichotomy of the centuries. Look at that. I pulled out that word.
Yep. Centuries?
No.
Oh, is the word of the day.
Yeah. But then again, with modern pistols, you don't get the smoke screen you get with black powder.
That's true.
A tactical smoke screen.
That's right.
It's true.
Bang, run away. Where'd he go?
And I got schooled in Black Ops.
Yes, 9X. 9X, tell us about Trevor's foray into Black Ops. Remember to project. Cough. Don't forget to cough. I don't edit out the coughs, by the way.
Okay, then. Well, we were on the same team.
And how many times did he shoot you?
Let the child tell the story.
I never
shot you once.
Yes, you did.
The most memorable part that I remember is spending more time choosing the guns for the game than actually playing the game.
The most memorable part that I saw before we get back to 9X is when you said, "Oh, I threw a hand grenade," and then you blew up.
Fragged himself. Yeah.
All right, back to the game, 9X. Tell us about this.
At that part, you did go suicidal and kill us both.
I took you with me?
Yeah.
So it's not all bad, then.
Yeah, so except I took another person.
You were on the same team.
Like, is there even points on there? Can you get free men, like, after 100 coins? No?
How many banana peels do you throw before the other guy spins out in his go-kart?
Exactly, yeah. The game's... anyway.
Yeah.
So Black Hawk is there. No, but not Black Hawk. Black Hawk makes holsters. Call of Duty. I'm not a Call of Duty kind of guy. No.
Yeah, it's really his games. He saved up and paid for it himself. Yeah, I do tend to get motion sickness when I play the split screen games with him, but...
The other funny part was the motion sickness part there. You were talking about the split screen. Trevor's like, "Why come my guy won't go?" You're the bottom screen. Oh!
Yeah. But I did enjoy the lesson, thank you. Would you play with me again, or are my video game days over?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, good. I get another lesson before we leave.
The funniest thing was, I got more kills with the knife than you did with the shotgun.
Tell them what shotgun I used.
The KSG, I think.
Yeah, and it jammed only half as much.
You know. See, real life, video games?
Yeah, not the same. Yeah. So, speaking of tomorrow, Matthew, what's next on our...
What are we doing tomorrow?
Stuff?
Bacon and eggs. Woo!
Look past the bacon.
Oh, yeah, well, we're going to BDHACC's. I don't even know what it stands for. But
it's more on Bolivar's house.
Bolivar's house and his range. I think we're going to the range first.
He promised sandwiches.
He promised sandwiches? What kind of sandwiches?
He just said he's going to stuff sandwiches in our faces and then take us shooting.
With bread?
Well, of course, with bread.
I don't know how the sandwiches in your house are made, but generally mine have at least two slices.
I wonder if it's one of them KFC sandwiches where it's just two pieces of chicken with cheese and bacon in between.
I'm in.
That's what a sandwich is for me. I mean, what sort of reference are you using?
I kind of want the bread, I guess. I don't know. So, you have something to say?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
We make our sandwiches with fun cakes.
Fun cakes.
Pancakes.
Oh.
Yeah. I've made sandwiches with grilled cheese sandwiches as the bread for the sandwiches.
That doesn't surprise me.
Burger in the middle.
Yeah. And a burger in the middle.
And in the grilled cheese with bacon and jalapeno.
Is this a gun show or a food show?
I get distracted.
Or a heart attack show?
I get distracted easily.
Squirrel, I saw rock.
So tomorrow... Yeah.
We're going shooting at Bolivar's.
We're going to do some air drills, and we're going to run possibly all of the qualifier for Mag 40.
Really?
Yep.
So I should have brought my pistol?
Well, you did bring two, actually.
That's true, I did.
I brought three. Oh, pistols.
Squirrel! I saw a rock.
There's been a change in the lineup.
All right.
I'm putting the 686 on the bench, and our esteemed host here has been gracious enough to allow me to shoot a 44 Magnum at zombies in the zombie shoot.
Very nice. You'll be shooting the 44, and I'll be going half the size of the 22.
That's... carry the one. Sure. Yeah. That it's a model. It's a model 19.
Model 29.
Model 29, sorry.
You're thinking Glock.
Yeah. Always. So it's a model 29, the Canadian edition with the 4.2 inch barrel.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, my IPSC alias is Callahan.
Oh, sorry, Harry. What you like, big man? We should have got you the longer barrel version, but I have to be honest, when I saw North Silva was bringing that in, yeah, I had to have one.
Canada Ammo has them now.
Yeah, North Silva were the distributor.
Okay.
Yeah, they were the same guys who pushed Smith & Wesson to bring in the 4.2 686s.
Ah, God love them. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's on the list.
Are you feeling looking punk? Is that 5 volts or 6?
Well, to be honest, in all this excitement, I lost track myself.
So I've got one question to ask you. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you?
Yes. I have an AR.
I kind of do, yeah, actually. Franco!
What?
Oh, wait, that's Trevor blowing himself up again.
So Dirty Harry, the movie. The guy he says this to in the first movie, in the second movie comes back, he's his buddy and a confidential informant.
Well, there wasn't a lot of actors to be hired at that time, right? There was only like... Yeah.
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 All right. Well, I just want to say thank you to 10X for opening his house up to us, and to 9X, and to...
What is it, 11X? Back in
the we'll go with 11X.
His wife goes to 11.
Whoa!
I don't even know what that means.
But the stay so far has been extremely enjoyable, and we're happy to have you on the show with us. Well, thank you for coming on the show with us.
Oh,
because
did I have a choice?
No,
yeah, I don't. Know.
I was thinking that actually. Did he have a choice?
Yeah,
he's hosting us.
Yeah,
we could have podcasted in the car again, like we did our last microcast.
Yeah, Owen, could you come bring us that printer again?
Yeah.
We're in Oshawa.
Oh, Owen says the plumbing is good.
Oh, good. Well, hey, as long as the plumbing's good, we're all
one
set.
Step closer.
One step closer.
One step beyond. Da, na, na. Sorry, madness reference.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yep, sure did.
Immediately.
Yeah, I love lamp.
When in Rome.
What else we got? We got anything else to tell the listeners? Bring them up on this little microcast?
I think that's it. We're here now, and tomorrow we'll be at Bolivar's, and we'll do one with Bolivar and whoever else shows up. I think the French guys will be there. As well as Mario and the other guy.
Mario and Jasmine.
Jasmine, yeah. Cracky, I think, is going to be there, and Foley, and yeah, it's going to be, we'll do another show tomorrow, and...
And Kraken. Kraken. Going to be there, too.
Who's Kraken?
The boys from Quebec are bringing a bottle of Kraken.
Oh.
Not true.
Release the Kraken.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
No, I don't understand what you said.
Tell all our single malt listeners what we have here in these glasses.
Tonight's a rather cheeky little 12-year-old Highland Park, known to the aficionados as HP, not to be confused with the steak sauce.
Or the gun.
Yeah, Grand Poisson, one of John M. Browning's last designs. It's very, very, very nice. It's one of the scotches that if you want to start drinking malts, this is one of the places I would dive in. It really has everything that you want. It's not going to overpower you. You're going to find hints in there that you didn't really know. I think Trevor was saying that initially he got a little touch of peat, and then the fruit aroma started to come in.
Smoky at first, and then fruity on the second one.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of peat. I got a little bit of peat a while ago. Now it seems to be kind of holding on to the fruit at the end. A little bit of aftertaste there. But it's nice. You're right. It's not overpowering.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have been able to take this one as my first one.
Yeah? Would you have gone for more of a Speyside? You wanted something a little bit... Yeah. Maybe a Glenfiddich.
Maybe, yeah. Something a little easier on the beginning. But it sure beats the heck out of Balvenie.
The other one I was thinking of getting was Ardbeg. And it is one of the less peaty malts, but it still get the world supply of phenols in there. Lots and lots. We also have some Great Grey King Street, which is a bit of an anathema for many malt lovers. It's a blended malt. But you know what? Mm. You can tell people about that tomorrow because I guarantee you that you're going to like it.
Awesome.
Well, let's just pour some on the microphone. The listeners can have a taste. That's how that works, right?
Absolutely. Cool.
Very good. All right. Well.
I was just handed a 50 BMG case.
That's pretty big. Is it 3 pounds of powder to reload that? Or?
Well, it's got to be like, how many? That's 100 plus grains of powder in there?
There's a story behind that. That's one of 9X's greatest disappointments. Not this year, but the year previously, we made the trip down to East Elgin. And fair enough, the guys there don't know my son as well as many of the clubs around here do. And they were a little bit skittish about letting him play with the Steyr 50 BMG. I'll be honest with you, that thing with the muzzle brake on it was a real pussycat.
But he's all of 85 pounds and 11 years old. Actually, no, he's got to be pushing a buck 10, right?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah. But yeah. So what, they didn't want to pull the trigger on it?
No.
Just because they're pansies, they figure your son is?
Nah, I mean, you know what? They brought their stuff down. It's their guns, their rules. We play by that. The strange thing is, you know, they would have had no problem letting them go in the 338 Lapua, but meh. There's maybe always next year.
That's right.
I fired the 338 Lapua. It's a lot of fun. Not for the guy standing behind you, but.
Or in front of you, really.
No.
they seem to enjoy it least of all, but fortunately, they only have to go through it once.
Very good. Well. We will check back in tomorrow evening sometime, let you guys know where we're at that point. Hopefully it's Bolivar's. If not, it could be on the side of the road under an overpass. So we'll let you know.
Stranger things fact.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Goodbye, Canada. And like always, stay classy.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something. When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.